It's the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. If you ever travel in northern Illinois, there's a good chance you take the tollway. I paid 4 tolls myself last time I visited family up there. A little white plastic box on my windshield makes it possible. And that's the 3rd or 4th iteration of the iPass transponder I've had in my time as a driver. The first one used to tell me how much money I had left on my account. But like any technology, updates are inevitable, and those devices will soon be a thing of the past. This year, the transponders are being replaced with stickers. But how will that work, and what else do we need to know? The new stickers go on sale later this month, so that's why we are re-airing our conversation with Cassandra Rouse, the executive director of the Illinois Tollway, who talked us through the transition late last year. Because this part of our show is on tape, we're not taking calls live, but you can let us know what you thought by sending an email to talk@21stshow.org. Let's talk briefly about why transition over to stickers in the first place. What's behind this change?
Yes, great question. I'm getting asked that question a lot. And I always start off by just, you know, kind of giving a short history. So I'd like to just share with you that the Illinois Tollway really has led the industry in cashless tolling technology, really going back to the 90s when the first iPass transponder was introduced. And by today's standards, you know, that technology was really bulky, it was expensive, it really cost over $30 per unit, you know, with a relatively short time lifespan. But over time, you know, we have introduced smaller and less expensive units with the current, you know, technology costing a lot less. And we find that nearly 90% of all of our transactions on our system are really being executed through, you know, this transponder. We've seen, and so the why are we, you know, kind of moving to a sticker tag? And we really look at it as really the evolution of the transponder. This new sticker tag is essentially no larger than 2 fingers in size. It's flat. It's not bulky. And something that's really easily to affix to your vehicle.
You know, we heard from people, is this a magnetic thing? Is it a barcode? How does the technology actually work?
Absolutely. So it's really it's just a flat sticker that goes, you know, in your windshield, similar to your maybe a city sticker that you may have. And there's what we call RFID technology embedded within the sticker that allows it to be read by the equipment that's on our roads. So all the technology technically that you will find in the hard box, you know, transponder is embedded within this sticker, and the equipment that we have out on the road is able to read this sticker. So that's kind of how the technology, you know, works behind it. Although it's really small and sleek, but it's very powerful in the sense of being able to read, you know, where you are and at what point your toll transaction is being taken, you know, from that transponder.
Okay, so this reminds me, somebody in my family joined one of those car washes where you can pay a monthly fee and get unlimited washes, and it sounds like a very similar device. They got a sticker that they just put in the corner of their windshield. Now they just pull up to the car wash, the gate opens, in they go.
That is exactly right. And you know what? It's exactly what I have in my car, except it sits on the inside of the door. And so this, and the technology really looks the same. And, you know, it's literally a sticker that you pull off a piece of paper, and you almost like how you'll peel off a stamp, postage stamp, it's kind of backed like that. And you know, stick it onto your window for processing. And but what we'd like to say that it's also a real benefit to our customer amongst many is that there is no deposit required for when you use a sticker tag. The current transponder, you know, currently the transponder connects, you know, to the customer's iPass account where they pay for tolls, but it also includes a separate $10 deposit on the current transponder they're reusing. And as a result, as many of you know, some customers really choose not to get a transponder at all, or families with multiple cars might attempt to share the same transponder and move it between vehicles, which leads to missed tolls. Well, with the sticker tag, one, it has no deposit. So it's very affordable. It's easy to use. It can, you know, it's fast online activation. It can be activated in minutes.
So you're hitting it a question we got from a number of listeners. We heard from Randy in Peoria County, Betsy in Rock Falls, John in Harvard. They all had variations on the same point about businesses or families that maybe have multiple vehicles where they pass the transponder back and forth. How does that work? Can I just call up the tollway and say, I want a sheet of 10 stickers? how is that?
Actually, you can. Sure can. We will even have them available at various outlets, whether it's glass repair places, auto places, Jewel, local retailers that will have sticker tags available, because again, there's very little cost, to make the tags available, and they're not active until you activate them. So let's talk a little bit about, those advantages. So the sticker tag can be activated in minutes. So you can acquire the tag, you link it to your iPass account via the app or the mobile app or the website, and then you just drive. So tolls are deducted using the funds available in your customer account. So again, tag doesn't require a deposit, which really eliminates really a key barrier to some people acquiring the current transponder, and allows people with multiple vehicles to get multiple tags at no additional cost. And all the tags can be lined back or linked back to the same iPass account. So you can have, you'll obtain multiple tags, you place them into your multiple vehicles, you activate them on our tollway website, and then add money to them on your account, and you drive.
You know, we had a number of people also asking about if these stickers would work in other states the way the iPass transponders do. I think people now, maybe they're going to Florida with the SunPass, they're going to the Northeast Corridor with EasyPass. They maybe take their iPass transponder with them, knowing it'll save them on the sort of crazy fees that rental car companies sometimes charge to use their toll transponders. How is that going to work in the future?
Yes, absolutely. So in 2024, the EasyPass Consortium, of which Illinois is a member, will fully operationalize the sticker tag technology. And this means that our customers can drive to Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, and all 13 states within the consortium using their sticker tag. So this technology, really has been proven around the United States and across the globe. I mean, it's a key element of logistic warehouses and many other non-tolling applications, but it has been proven on the road in many jurisdictions. So it has been fully tested and implemented on our system too for quite some time from a testing standpoint. So again, leverage extensively in the industry worldwide, using tolling internationally, and adopted throughout the United States. Atlanta, California, Denver, and Louisville and Washington State are just an example of some states that have already moved to sticker tags. So we are just really, again, moving along with the evolution of a transponder from the hard box that we've all become used to now a more slimmer technology for toll transactions.
And what was the timeline you said? Is it expected it will be totally universal with all these states that are in the consortium?
Yes, absolutely. In January of 2024, fully utilized throughout the consortium. However, there are some states currently that do use sticker tags, but for complete use throughout the consortium would start in January 2024.
All right, let me just remind listeners, we're talking about the Illinois Tollway transitioning from those little white boxes you place on or near the windshield of your car. Those are being phased out in place of RFID stickers. We're talking about this with Cassandra Rouse, who is executive director at the Illinois Tollway. We heard from Christina in Rock Falls, who expressed some concern over counterfeiting of the stickers. How are you going to prevent abuse or malfeasance? Some people like to travel with RFID blocking wallets, and they worry about how these things can be read by bad actors.
Mm-hmm. So the current technology in the transponder is the exact same technology that is in the sticker tag. So up to this point, and we don't expect that to change. However, we do have a very experienced technology team that stays abreast of all, you know, related issues where, you know, maybe there could be some tampering in some way. But to this point, through our pilot, and also remember, as I stated, this is a technology that has been adopted throughout the US and also internationally, already in use. And so the benefit there is we've been able to really benefit from the experiences that others have had up to this point in utilizing this new evolution of a transponder through a sticker. And none of the issues that you're talking through have been experienced thus far. However, we will continue to stay abreast with our other industry leaders in this space to make sure that we are best prepared to ensure that there is no tampering, you know, of the stickers. So again, that RFID technology within the sticker up to this point has not, you know, presented any of the issues that, you know, your listener has identified, but we definitely stay in touch and have frequent, you know, communications with our other partners and the EZPass Consortium in itself with, you know, 20 other states that are involved in this technology, just to ensure that collectively we are keeping our, you know, patrons and customers information, you know, safe.
Mm-hmm. One other question. This is an interesting one, I think, from Joe in Carbondale, who used to live in the Chicago area, but turned in his transponder a few years ago because he doesn't live there anymore, but was visiting last spring, registered his plates online so he could drive through the automatic lanes and have the tolls charged to his credit card. He wants to know what purpose the sticker serves. How about that? Is registering your plates online an acceptable alternative to actually getting a transponder or a sticker?
Absolutely. Let's keep in mind that with an iPass, what you are giving yourself is a 50% discount on the toll rate. So that's the main reason for why you would want to get a sticker tag, what I'll call transponder, or a transponder in general, because of the discount that is offered on your tolls. But yes, we do offer for those that, for various reasons, do not want to obtain a transponder. And again, we're removing that barrier with the sticker tag because, again, some of our traveling, you know, patrons did not want to acquire a transponder because of the requirement to put down a deposit. The sticker tag does not, you know, doesn't require you to do so. But you also have the opportunity to register your plate for our pay-by-plate service that will allow you to also pay your unpaid tolls. But again, using pay-by-plate does not give you the 50% discount that a transponder would.
Okay, last question from Ann in Urbana. For those of us downstaters who maybe don't have a Jewel or the Jewels, as we like to say, in our backyards, where can we obtain the stickers once this kicks in?
Yes. And another key benefit with moving to the sticker tags is just the opportunity to really quickly mail this directly to your home. So you can either go onto our tollway website to obtain, to request a sticker tag, or call our customer service number, and they will also provide you with a sticker tag. These are some of the most convenient ways if you're, you know, out of state or not close to one of our service centers to obtain that. But it is our goal to make sure that these sticker tags are available throughout our system in various, you know, vendors to ensure, you know, full accessibility of our sticker tags.
Cassandra Rouse is Executive Director at the Illinois Tollway. Director Rouse, thank you for being with us today on the 21st Show. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate sharing.
And that was our conversation with Illinois Tollway Executive Director Cassandra Rouse. And that is all the time we have for our show today. You heard a lot of texts from our listeners in there, so why not join our texting group? You can do that by sending the word TALK, T-A-L-K, to 217-803-0730. Again, you send the word TALK to 217-803-0730. We do love hearing what you think about what we have been talking about on the show, whether it was today or something from the past. Let us know at talk@21stshow.org. That's our email address. Or you can leave a voicemail at 217 300-21-21. We may share your response on air. You can find that and all the other ways to contact us on our website, which is 21stshow.org, 21stshow.org. We've got all of our past segments there, and you can find links to subscribe to our podcast, or just look us up on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again tomorrow.